And John Taylor joins us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with some news on the inflation and housing. Good morning, John.
Now, good morning. And these numbers may be important to Mr. Bernanke and the members of the Federal Open Market Committee who start their two-day meeting today. Of course, we know that Mr. Bernanke says that their decisions on whether to ease up on quantitative easing, the new operative word is taper, will they taper back some? They said it'd be data dependent. We get some data this morning. The government just releasing the CPI number, Consumer Price Index, and it was only at 0.1% last month. That's actually lower than was expected. And if you strip out food and energy, I don't know how you do that, but you get to the core number, and it was up to 0.2%. Both those numbers are pretty benign. Housing starts, good number this morning, 914,000. That's up over last month, about 6.8%. Building permits, 974,000, less than last month, but in line with expectations. As a result of that, the Dow futures are up some this morning. Of course, we know if that'll hold or not. Yesterday, the market was up 109, recovering the 100 points that it lost on Friday. It's kind of interesting that President Obama made a comment yesterday about Chairman Bernanke, of course, who's been there navigating all this stuff since the financial collapse that we realized in 2008. And he said, among other things, quote, that Mr. Bernanke, by the way, his term expires, his second term expires January the 31st of 2014. Would Mr. Bernanke want to serve another term? Well, the president's already talking about the chairman in the past tense. He says, quote, that Chairman Bernanke has done an excellent job, but that he's already stayed a lot longer than he wanted or was supposed to. I think that's telling us that we can expect a new Fed chairman beginning in January of next year. Some other encouraging economic data from the National Association of Home Builders. They say that their housing market index jumped to a reading of 52. That's up 8 points from May. Now, anything above 50 says that home builders view sales conditions as good rather than poor. That's the first time that reading has been above that number since April of 2006. And, of course, as new home construction picks up, it helps a lot of other things, including, of course, people have to stock those new homes with appliances and furniture and other goods, as well as the stuff that goes into building the home itself. And so that's one of the primary drivers of the recovery. And I know that you've probably been waiting on this news, and that is Hasbro has signed an expanded licensing agreement that will let them develop toys and, quote, physical games based on the popular Angry Birds brand. They also say that the upcoming game Angry Birds Go, that they'll be releasing toys and other things from that and games later this year. And also from the Angry Birds version of Star Wars, whatever that is. But I know that's news you've been waiting to hear.
I tell you, earlier today, John, we had the gentleman on from Cox Business, a survey that they took, and he was predicting, based on this survey, that the handheld devices and phones are just the beginning, that websites and other things may be a thing of the past before long. Something totally new is coming. So I guess the toys are just keeping up with it, I guess.
How did we live without them before they came along?
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach.